Today's K-movie is 타짜, the first one, The High Rollers. It is directed by 최동훈. I think he's also known for 암살, The Assassins, and 도둑들, Thieves. This movie is based on 허영만, the cartoonist, and 김세영's animation of the same name. It was a huge commercial and critical success, becoming one of Korea's highest-grossing films and winning numerous awards. It was the second best-selling of 2006 in Korea. So the story goes like this. Goni, played by Cho Seung-woo, a bored shop worker, tried to get rich through card playing with all the passion of an addict, but loses everything he has. Soon he realizes that there is more to cards than luck and begins to learn the ropes. During an illicit game, he gets into trouble and is saved by the legendary Mr. Pyeong, played by Baek Eun-sik, a retired mastermind who Goni takes as his teacher. Once he's good enough, Goni's mentor introduces him to Madam Jung, played by Kim Hae-soo, whose stunning looks are matched only by her deadly rapacity at card sharking. This pair proves a winning twosome in bed, as well as the gaming tables, where they ruthlessly fleece one victim after another, she drawing them in with her charm, he then taking everything. But Goni leaves Madam Jung, infuriating her when he falls for Hwaran, played by Lee Soo-kyung, a hostess of a bar. Other obstacles for Goni include a shop customer to whom he owes money and whom he has plenty of strong arm support, and his encounters with the infamous Agui, played by Kim Yoon-seok, who cuts off the right hand of any opponent he defeats. 타짜, the High Rollers, also known as The War of Flowers, is arguably one of the best Korean motion pictures based on cartoons. This film boldly exposes the underworld of gamblers, which was never done before. And this movie was very well-timed too, given a corruption scandal involving pachinko parlors that has given a big blow to Korea's ruling party back then. As a movie, partly comic and partly brutal, which deals with working-class characters living on the dark side, it outdoes, some say, Guy Ritchie's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, but I think these are very two different movies, completely different. But the actors and main and supporting alike are superb. In particular, stunning Kim Hae-soo, as always, exquisitely plays a femme fatale who contrives and organizes fraud gamble matches, as well as lures easy preys. Choi Dong-hoon, the director of this film, weaves together all these characters and their stories in a seemingly effortless manner, showing his brilliance once again. I want to talk about another highlight of this film. It's the lead actor, Cho Seung-woo's performance. He shows just incredible performance in this movie. He's actually an actor and musical actor slash singer. He's best known for his leading roles in the films, including the classic Marathon, 타짜, the High Rollers that we are talking about now, and 내부자들, Inside Man, as well as in the stage musicals, including Jekyll and Hyde, Hedwig, and The Angry Inch and Man of La Mancha. His 2011 sports movie, Perfect Game, revisited one of the most exciting matches in Korean baseball history between Choi Dong-hoon of the Lotte Giants and Son Dong-yeol of the Hetae Tigers in the summer of 1987, which ended in a tie after being extended 15 innings. The rivalry between the two was further heated up by regionalism at the time, with Choi representing the Gyeongsang province and Son, the Jeolla province. Cho Seung-woo starred as Choi Dong-hoon opposite Yang Dong-geun as Son Dong-yeol. That same year, Cho Seung-woo also took on the lead role in the musical Zorro after lead actor Ju Ji-hoon quit due to vocal problems. He joined the 2012 stage production of Dr. Zhivago just 2 weeks ahead of opening, turning the musical into a big hit. you just gotta watch Cho Sung-ho singing. It's just jaw-dropping. He has an incredible voice. He and Ryu Deok-hwan then played conjoined twins in actress Koo Hae-sun's sophomore directorial effort, The Peach Tree, 복숭아나무. Cho Sung-ho made his small screen debut in 2012 with The King's Doctor. It's a historical costume drama based on a true story about Joseon period, low-class vet specializing in the treatment of horses who rise to become the royal physician. Cho Sung-ho next plays a heroic prosecutor who uncovers bribery in the halls of power inside man, Naebujadeul. I think I saw this for more than like 3 times. Fernando, you asked me what K-movie I would recommend. This should be one of them. Inside Man. This is 2015 film adaptation of Yoon Tae-ho's webtoon, The Insiders. And this film was a box office success with more than 7 million admissions, becoming Cho Sung-ho's highest grossing film. In 2017, he starred in drama Stranger, playing again a prosecutor who lacks empathetic abilities. This series was a big hit again and gained favorable reviews for its tight plot, gripping sequences, and strong performances. His performance in The Stranger also won him a Baeksang Awards for Best Actor in TV. In 2018, he starred in the historical film Feng Shui. I think its Korean title was Pungsu, the third installment of the Divining Art Trilogy by Han Jae-rim. Choi Dong-hoon ranks as one of the most consistently successful directors working in contemporary Korean cinema, with all 5 of his films becoming commercial hits. The Big Swindle attracted 2.12 million viewers. Tatja, The High Rollers, at 6.84 million. Chonuchi, The Taoist Wizard, which starred Kang Do-won, at 6.13 million. The Thieves, Doduk-dul, at 12.5 million. And lastly, Assassination, Amsal, at 12.7 million. In 2017, Choi Dong-hoon began production on his next film, Wiretap, Docheong, a remake of the 2009 Hong Kong film, Overheard. However, the production for this film was halted because Kim Woo-bin was going through treatment for cancer. At the end of 2019, Choi Dong-hoon started to work on a two-part science fiction film called 외계 / In the Aliens. Kim Woo-bin, the actor, again has a role in this film about aliens in Joseon era Korea. It is supposed to be open in theaters next year. Hopefully, things get better.